Talk today.
Free Talk Live, hour number two, the Saturday Night Show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I know you want to talk about milk, don't you, Manwich?
I love talking about milk.
We're going to get to that here in just a moment. But real quick, I want to do a corrupt cop story since we talked about the war on drugs last hour. Since it just ties in and it's been itching. I've been itching to get this one off my chest, but if you've been itching to get something off your chest, maybe you've got a rant, some sort of political issue that you want to talk about.
You know how these corrupt cop stories upset me? I just always feel like, you know, the guys in blue out there are working hard to protect us.
Some of them are.
I feel like the vast majority of them are.
I hope you're right about that.
And
I'd like to feel that way, but I know that when a cop, when I see one on the road, I don't feel as though I'm being protected.
I don't think a lot of people
do. Until that changes. Oh, you know what? That reminds me. We also talked about government monopolies last hour.
We did.
And I meant to mention this. One of the industries, so to speak, that I'd like to see some competition is the police industry. How cool would it be that if you dialed 911, there were two, not just one, but two police departments in a town, and the one that got there first got the contract or got the collect on the call, so to speak.
I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I haven't thought it through that far.
I'm not saying that it's bad. I don't know if that is. It seems like a long way off.
I'm just saying it'd be interesting, though, wouldn't it? I mean, because
I'd much rather have an alternate power company to pick from.
But one of the biggest complaints about the cops is that they don't come quick enough. So that could be something that competition would help iron out. Because if there's two other cops, you know, two other police agencies in town, and you're a police agency A, and you know that if police agency C or B gets there before you do, you lose out on the deal. So you might actually have some real interest in getting to a scene of crime on time.
It doesn't seem like they'd have the authority to work, you know?
Well, it would be something to where the county commission would have to approve, I think, you know, a new police agency or something like that.
I see.
It'd be interesting, nonetheless. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to bring up something, we try and be a little bit out of the box on this show. I think if it's your first time listening to Free Talk Live, you'll find out we're different from those other talk shows out there, the cookie cutter conservative types. We let you call in about anything, whether it be personal or political. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Here's a few corrupt cop stories for you. Hughes County, Oklahoma, Deputy Sheriff Michael Allen Carter was arrested by fellow deputies November 8th after a trio of teenage boys went to the sheriff complaining that Carter invited them to his home, plied them with beer, offered them methamphetamine, and then sexually touched one of the boys. He was arrested on charges of sexual battery, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and distributing methamphetamine. Carter, who was in charge of the department's drug dogs, told one deputy that he had meth in the trunk of his patrol car from an earlier case, and he'd meant to turn it into the state crime lab to be destroyed. He'd also admitted removing one boy's pants, but claimed he couldn't remember any other contact. I remember taking his pants off, but I just don't know what I did after that.
Well, it's not against the law, really. I mean, how old are the boys?
Teenage, it said.
Teenage, well, I guess it would really just depend, and I don't know. I mean, it ain't a pretty story, I can tell you that.
Carter is free on bail pending a court appearance scheduled for this past week, the newspaper, the Oklahoman reported. Meanwhile,
that could be anybody, though. I mean, that story isn't really an abuse of power so much as it's just, you know, the story that can happen to anybody.
I think there's a little bit of power involved there. I mean, he's the deputy sheriff. I guess that means he's
so the
deputy,
boys
right?
Had to go to his house and drink his beer and smoke his
no,
crack?
I don't think they had.
Come on.
I don't think he had to, but the power thing might have been a slight influence. Meanwhile, a few hundred miles to the south, U.S. Customs Inspector Lisandro Martinez, age 43, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges that he took bribes to look the other way when trucks carrying loads of marijuana crossed the international bridge from Reynosa, Mexico,
well,
to McAllen, Texas. Now, what did we describe a week ago on this show?
Exactly that situation.
Exactly that happening. And we described precisely how it happens and how these guys get paid off, and here's one of them.
And if they catch the guy, imagine how many times it's been done by how many people.
If they've caught
one
person.
How in the
person,
world did they
right.
catch this guy?
Well, apparently there were eight people total who were arrested in a year-long marijuana smuggling investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Martinez allegedly allowed at least seven trucks carrying hundreds of pounds of marijuana each to enter the U.S. unimpeded and return for cash payments. He is charged with conspiracy to import and possess with the intent to distribute several thousand pounds of marijuana and faces up to life in prison. Mm. Now, of course, if the drug war wasn't in effect, this guy would still be at his job. And he'd still be probably coming home at night to his wife and kids.
He wouldn't have been tempted with thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know how everybody is in the world, but if you tempt me with thousands and thousands of dollars to look the other way when a marijuana truck's rolling by, I might do it.
Yeah.
That's a good reason why I'm not a law enforcement officer. That's a good reason why I'm a radio talk show host instead.
Exactly. Tell me about milk.
Okay.
And if you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Now, I heard this story earlier today on the radio news, and
okay.
I haven't been able to track down exactly what I want to hear, but I've gotten a little bit, I've managed to get a bunch of sites, and this is probably the best one. So I want to read this site. This is, this is the Press Herald, the main today's Press Herald online news. Congress has refused to extend a dairy subsidy program that is vital to Maine farmers and that President Bush supported during his campaign. But lawmakers and advocates vow to try again before payments end next fall. That's September of 2005 they end. Because of the program's importance to Maine's top agricultural industries. I'm not going to give up hope, said Julie Marie Bickford, the executive director of the Maine Dairy Industry Association. In this case, we do have a little bit of cushion, I guess she's talking about the time. Maine dairy farmers have struggled for more than a decade with prices that failed to provide a living. Of course, they're starving. Did you not? You want to repeat it?
No, I'm a little bit lost. They're complaining because
because the subsidy program has been stopped.
A government subsidy.
Government subsidy program has been stopped.
Stopped. The federal government.
Yes.
Milk subsidy program for dairy farmers.
Now this isn't exactly what I thought I heard on the news today, but I am still reading this news story, and it's very
interesting,
very current news story.
Uh-huh.
In this case, we have to do a little bit of cushion. Maine dairy farmers have been struggling with more than a decade with prices that failed to provide a living. The number of farms has dwindled from 382 today. Yeah, let me tell you about my horror stories in the radio industry. The number of farms has dwindled to 382 today from 674 in 1990. The industry's decline is significant because dairy products compete with potatoes, depending on the price, as the state's top agricultural product. Maine dairy farmers earned nearly $88 million last year, according to U.S. Department. I guess this is 382 businesses splitting $88 million. It seems like they'd be able to make it. U.S. Department of Agriculture, the industry group, estimated $570 million per year in state economic activity based on the need for supplies, equipment, veterinarians, processing. To soften price fluctuations that have been driving milk farmers out of business, the federal government created the Northeast Interstate Dairy Compact. This program guarantees farmers a minimum price for their milk, and it was passed on to customers.
So that means, and I've actually heard about this happening. Yeah, I've heard about this happening in New York City, where one a convenience store decided to drop their milk prices below that particular floor,
yeah.
And the milk cartel just had a fit about it. And we're literally talking about a cartel here. The government is enforcing price controls on milk, is what you're saying.
Right. I guess it clearly the government is controlling prices on milk.
Now they've repealed this program, and they're crying about it?
Yes, the cartel's crying about it.
Right.
And there's still hope for the cartel, by the way.
Let's go to the phones. Eddie and Macon, you're on Free Talk Live. Anytime you can interrupt this show. What's on your mind, Eddie?
Hey, just I am a new...
Actually, going to have to hold that thought. It's time for a break. 800-259-9231. We'll hang on to you there, Eddie. We'll be back. 1-800-259-9231. We'll come back, talk about milk, and maybe some election rigging, according to Eddie. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent, per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the show that allows you to take control at any time. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go back to the phone, back to the fun, and then we'll get back to this milk thing.
Sure.
But Eddie is on the line from Macon, Georgia. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. I'm a kind of a new listener, just been listening a few weeks, but really like what y'all are doing.
Oh, are you listening on a nightly basis? Because we're on six nights a week.
Well, not on a nightly basis, unfortunately.
Oh, so you just listen on Saturdays?
Well, no. I'm saying during the week when I can.
When you can. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I had a couple of questions for y'all. I've not really heard y'all discuss since I've been listening. Kind of two issues somewhat related. The first you'd mentioned was the election. The obvious question, do you think this whole thing was a hoax, and why do you think so? And the other thing is, y'all had mentioned the other night, you know, be wary what you hear from Rush Limbaugh and some of these other folks. Obviously, those, Rush, Hannity, Neil Bortz, are paid government employees when it gets down to it.
What?
No, I don't think they are.
We weren't saying that.
They are.
I just think they're jerks that believe the Republican Party line so much that they will get on the air and enough people listen to what they have to say that they make money as far as advertising goes.
Well, they're no more
government employees than because of course Rush was working during the Clinton administration too, and at the same time the Libertarian Party doesn't pay Ian or I.
No, that's true.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Okay, you can't say that it says U.S. government on a check, but I'm just saying.
What possibly would make you think they're government employees, just out of curiosity?
Well, all right. Okay. Well, I'm not saying that they are actual government employees, but when it gets down to it, there's a reason that their agenda for their speech, and let's face it, the media is controlled. We are, you know, being trying to be programmed, everything from MTV to you name it.
How do you explain the existence of this show?
Well,
are we controlled?
You've got to have a balance. And
do you think there's somebody out there pulling the strings of all the different talk networks out there, ensuring that there's a balance so people don't get confused? I don't understand the motivations.
Because here was my question, and you just tell me what you think.
Okay.
We know that they are the spin doctors for the message. Now,
yes.
They are obviously above the law, as Schwarzenegger thinks that he is, as Bush thinks that he is. They're better. You know, as Bush has said, his base is the haves and the have-nots, okay?
Uh-huh.
My question is, what happened with the Rush Limbaugh deal on the drugs? What happened, what suddenly this Sean, this Hannity thing has gone away with the sexual harassment? Where did all that go?
Well, Rush
Sean
is
Hannity?
Still, no, it's O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly, which is Sean Hannity's buddy.
I'm sorry, O'Reilly, yeah.
Yeah, it's close enough. They're the
same difference.
They're the same guy.
Right.
Rush is still battling his right to privacy, his Fourth Amendment issue with the government, and I sincerely hope he wins for everybody out there. I hope Rush wins that. At the same time, O'Reilly paid off the gal that claimed that, you know, in my opinion, extorted him, but he paid her off... you know, millions of dollars or whatever. There's no number. But
if she hadn't had such a good story, she wouldn't have gotten that money.
No, she wouldn't have got the money unless she had the recordings.
So he could have kept his damn hands to himself, and then he wouldn't have had a problem.
You're not saying, though, that you have your reasons for maybe being in Russia's corner on the right to privacy and so forth, but please don't tell me that you think that the message that they're putting out is there's any truth to it or it's,
oh no, it's utter
biased.
It's these guys do nothing but parrot the government party, you know, the government line. If the government puts a press release out, they just read it word for word and they don't question anything.
Well, they're more Democrat bad, Republican good.
Yeah,
you know,
the
I mean,
simpleton's version of politics.
It's and you know. Fox News is like the propaganda machine for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like what they parrot out there. Some of the conservative values that they espouse, I like, but I don't think that people they should legislate things like this.
Right.
Bill O'Reilly is definitely not looking out for me.
No.
Well, don't you think though that really, I mean, this is a facade. They make out like Fox is the evil empire that et cetera, et cetera. This whole was it Rather that retired when he read the. Forgive me if I'm mixing up the reporters' names. The guy that read the fake.
That's Dan Rather.
Rather.
What did he read? I'm not familiar with this.
He accidentally he reported on a fake memorandum that accused Bush of that.
Oh,
like,
that was a hullabaloo a while back.
Yeah,
right, like a few months.
And he's
ago.
Just retired recently.
Right.
But my point is that it's all a show. And leading back to the election, don't you think the election was all a show? Do you really believe that the people voted for Bush?
I've heard. Yes. My the short answer to that is I do believe that
I've seen
that.
The bumper stickers around town. I totally believe it. These people are totally clueless about politics. And so yeah, I believe that people voted for Bush, and I believe that a close almost equivalent amount of people voted for Kerry, and I believe they're all clueless as to politics and to what freedom is all about and what liberty is all about. Because if they had any idea, they would have voted for Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate.
Because I live in Georgia, and I don't think these folks here won for Bush. But yet, Georgia was a red state, and it doesn't make any sense. A lot of it doesn't make sense how Kerry just suddenly, he didn't contest the results.
Yeah, that's pretty questionable right there. I have to agree with that. That's a little bit weird. I mean, considering the fight that Gore put up, why Kerry didn't even say...
Well, it wasn't nearly as close. The Bush this election wasn't the Bush Kerry election wasn't nearly as close as the Bush Gore election.
Still, you've got the recount going on in Ohio that the Libertarian Party and the Green Party are paying for, and now you got the Democrats just kind of climbing
on
board.
On it, yeah.
Hey, we're staying with you till the end. We're not ponying up any money, but we want to see this recount happen.
Last question for y'all, and I'll let y'all. I'll just listen. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
You think it'll be Schwarzenegger and Hillary and what are we talking? 2008.
I just know. I hope not. I do think that Hillary Clinton's going to run, and I think she's the last hope of the Democratic Party. I think that the Democratic Party's had it. I just don't feel like they're going to be able to.
Oh, all right. See you later, Eddie. Nice talking to you. 1-800-259.
I feel like the Democratic Party's through.
Yeah.
I think
you said that before.
I think that the neocons have moved the Republican
They're
Party
so far to the left now. Right?
Right. They've moved them right into the center, well, or even a little bit to the left.
You know, I hope so.
Therefore, taking all the space the Democrats had, and they got pushed way out to the left as far as where their base was. Now, somebody's got to take up the right-hand slack. I hate using these left-right.
The left-right paradigm's so outdated and so dishonest. Really, there are several different versions of what's called the Nolan chart out there on the internet. Mm-hmm. I know one of them is at I think it's Politopia.com, where you can go and take a little short quiz, mm-hmm. and it'll tell you where you're at politically, whether you're a liberal, whether you're a conservative, whether you're authoritarian, or whether you're a libertarian. Those are the two categories that are left out. What we have today in Washington is pretty much an authoritarian.
Yes.
President, we have an authoritarian Congress. They know best what's good for us, whether it be a welfare program or whether it be laws against sodomy. You know, they know what's best for you, and they're not afraid to tell you. And really, like you said, the Democrats have kind of lost, they're kind of losing out there, going away. But that's just because they're melding together with the Republicans. They really have become one big, big government party. Yeah. That's what they're for. There's the party of big government, which is the Republicans and Democrats, and then there's the party of small government, which is the Libertarian Party. We want to hear from you toll-free at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to Brandon coming up next. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here live in the studio till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we want to talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind. That's right. You can control the topic on this show. Dial us up toll-free at 800-259-9231. Talk about anything from the politics to the issues to the personal items, whatever is going on in your life, whatever it is that is important to you. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. And don't forget to get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com, where you can join us in the chat room. There are people hanging out in there right now. There's the bulletin board system with over 203 users, approaching 2,000 posts. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the last 6 days worth of the show, all archived for you for free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. Brandon in Bluffton, Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hey, guys. Thanks for having my call. I love listening to your show.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, no problem.
How'd you find our show?
Well, I was just surfing the web. I thought I'd go to Infowars.com.
Uh-huh.
And Alex Jones has a little link that has GCN there.
Right.
I clicked on to see what was on. I didn't know you guys had a Saturday night show.
We do.
I was like, all right, well, I'm listening. I had a question about the Constitution.
We're the hardest working guys in talk radio, Brad.
Good to hear that, because I need some help.
Cool, what's up?
I've been hearing discussion about if you sign anything admitting you're a U.S. citizen, you give over your rights.
I've heard this, and I've read a couple of things over a period of time, like, you know, that this is you are the citizen of a state versus
mm-hmm.
the citizen of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to hold much water. I get the impression that it's kind of like one of these, you know, militia kind
yeah.
of conservative guy hoaxes.
Well, see, I've
been hearing about it for the last 10 years, actually.
Okay, because I heard Bad Narek talk about it.
Okay.
He actually advocated it. I have about 7 hours worth of his Constitution classes.
Really?
I've seen a number of those, actually. Yeah,
yeah.
Very interesting
and
classes.
He talks about it. And he says that the 14th Amendment created dual citizenship. And if you read it, it's pretty scary. It says all citizens born or naturalized. I have it with me, but it just takes me time to flip to it one moment.
Well, if Badnarik said it, it's, I mean, you know, he's a
constitutional
scholar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is awesome. I love listening to him. I sat for an entire Saturday watching his videos.
Uh-huh.
He said, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside.
Uh-huh,
right?
Gotcha.
He claimed that the 14th Amendment created dual citizenship. Now, I'm a Christian person who completely loves the philosophy of Michael Badnarik.
Okay.
I get behind the Libertarian Party tenfold on probably 99% of the issues.
Good.
Okay. Then I turn to a second article where it talks about the requirements to be a president.
Mm-hmm.
It says you have to be a U.S. citizen or a citizen of the United States. Now, that was written at the same time as everything else.
The Constitution, the original Constitution.
Yeah, it's the original Constitution. Now, unless that's been construed and changed through copies, apparently there was U.S. citizen at the adoption of the Constitution. If
okay.
my interpretation is correct.
Okay, I follow you.
You follow me good.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure this out. My girlfriend asked me, she said, why are you opposed to being a U.S. citizen? I said, well, it makes a lot of sense that if you would say that, you do become subject to the Congress according to the 14th Amendment.
Now, you know, somebody brought this up on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, which is available online at freetalklive.com recently. A poster brought this exact issue up, and my response was, I've heard some things about this, and some of it was from Michael Badnarik, and I've heard it from other sources as well. And I think it's interesting, and I think it's somewhat plausible. I also think that, damn it, my parents went ahead and filled out a birth certificate for me when I was born. So I had to get a Social Security number as a result of that. And my question is it illegal to burn one's Social Security card?
Well, I looked at it the other day. It does say property of Social Security Administration, but heck with that, I'll burn it if I feel like it. But I'm not about to do it anyway.
I mean, because I never, by being born, I didn't give my consent. I mean,
exactly.
If this is really true, if what you're saying is true, Brandon, and again, it's interesting, and maybe it is true.
Yeah.
If what you're saying is true, that means that my parents somehow consented me into this system before I was of legal age, according to the system, to consent to anything. And I have a real problem with that. I mean, if this is true, I have a problem with the fact that I was given this Social Security card without being given information about what this meant for me.
Totally, totally. And you know what, guys? Keep talking about it, and I'll call you guys back another time, but I have got to go this time because there's so much more to talk about.
Good. Well, hey, yeah, as you know, we're on six nights a week, so join us online at freetalklive.com. And, hey, do us a favor and call all the talk stations near Bluffton, Indiana.
I'll do that.
And ask them to add our show, okay?
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brandon.
Bye.
We certainly appreciate your call. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So I really would have liked it if I could have been born and, you know, not had a Social Security number issued to me, but there doesn't really seem to be a way for me to pick up the phone and call the Social Security Administration and say,
yeah, I'm out of this mess.
I'm done with you. Or call the IRS and say, I've had enough of your services. How about you just take me off your mailing list?
You know, the thing is I've heard about these things, and it doesn't seem to make a difference. Like, there's no difference made by, you know, if I were a citizen of the state of Florida versus being a citizen of the United States. And, of course, my mother got me a Social Security card, just like all good people do get for their kids. You're still stuck in the same system, you know?
Right. And if you don't have a Social Security number, yeah, you may not be in that system. You may not be officially a citizen according to the laws of the United States. And that just means that you're relegated to dishwashing duty for pretty much the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're sure not going to get anywhere.
Right. So, I mean, to some extent, you have to play by the rules. And that leads me to another question that the same person who posted on our bulletin board system asked. He asked, do we feel like that the government has power over us? And I answered that question saying no. They can't control me. I mean, they can control my actions to some extent, but there's no way that they can control what's going on in my head. They can't control my thoughts. Exactly.
Just so you understand, I mean, you could be in the middle of a prison in Siberia,
right,
in communist Russia, but you can still be free, because free is a state of mind.
That's right.
No government can give it to you.
Right, I refuse to let them take that away from me, and they can't. Despite what some of our listeners may think about mind control, I don't know about all that. That
well,
sounds a little nutty to me.
All you need to do to take care of mind control is a little tinfoil
hat. That's right, the tinfoil.
And you're fine.
Or get a colander. You can just turn a colander upside down. We've got one out in the kitchen right now. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. So we're talking about this milk cartel.
Are we back on milk?
We're back on the milk thing.
Okay.
The milk cartel, just to recap, apparently there's this, you know, the coalition of milk producers, of dairy farmers, or whatever you want to call them.
Well, he asked us to continue talking about that subject, so I wonder, though it's gone, whether or not we should continue talking about the subject.
What else did you have to say?
I don't know. I mean, I could read the 14th Amendment for you that he kept referring to.
Well, didn't he just read I think he read it.
I can't imagine he did. It's the longest thing you've ever
Well, I don't want to read the 14th. I just don't want it. That's just boring.
Okay. But I don't know. How's it work? I mean, once he's gone, we're back.
Well, he asked for comments, and we commented. What else? I mean, do you have more to say? Go for it.
No, I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know what else to say either.
Okay.
I resent being, if it's true, I resent being owned by the state. I don't believe that they do fully own me, and I can move away. You know, I have that freedom, and I'm going to move to New Hampshire, the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about milk up next. Unless you want to change the topic, it's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
¶¶ Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense, let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, 800-259-9231, and you really can bring up anything you want. Our two callers this hour took advantage of that opportunity. And we love it. I mean, I like the unpredictability of this show.
Yep.
Anything can come up at any time. And we've talked to some radio people that really think it's a good idea to take one topic and talk about it for a full hour.
Yes.
That's
you don't want to deviate.
That's real good talk radio.
Well, I disagree.
And never hold a caller through.
Right. I disagree. I think that different can work, and it does with this show. We've been on the air for 2 years now. Of course, we're syndicated by the great people at Genesis Communications Network, and we're on six nights a week now.
And if the pattern holds true, we're going to blow the ratings up on the stations that we're at on.
You're damn right.
Now, I don't know what that's going to do for the micro stations out there that are broadcasting us.
They don't have ratings. But we appreciate them being out there.
No, they'll probably just get confused if you list a micro station on the Arbitron diary.
We're talking about the little guys out there, little individuals who set up FM transmitters, basically against FCC
Patriots.
Law.
Freedom fighters.
Freedom fighters who basically say, screw you, I'm going to set up my own FM transmitter. I don't want to go through the application process. F the FCC is basically what they're saying. 1-800-259-9231. Anyway, bring up anything, whether it be personal or political. So we're talking about milk. And it does allegedly do a body good, although apparently the milk industry is not too, well, consumer-friendly, shall we say?
How's that?
Well, what you described earlier was the milk industry
is crying because they're just
right.
not making enough money.
Well,
you know?
It says right here, price fluctuations have been driving farmers out of business. The federal government created the Northeastern Interstate Dairy Compact. That program guaranteed farmers a minimum price for their milk, and that was passed on to consumers. But Congress refused to renew that program after Senator James Jeffords of Vermont quit the Republican Party in 2001 and became an independent. Instead, as a part of the 2002 Farm Bill, Congress agreed to create similar subsidy for farmers through taxation.
Well, so wait, they repealed it and then created something similar to it?
It looks that way. Critics contend that the subsidies are an unfair burden that neither taxpayers nor consumers should carry. The program known as MILC, only with this time with a C, Milk Income Loss Compensation, guarantees that farmers a price of 16.94 per pounds of milk, about 12 gallons.
Ooh, price fixing.
It's terrible. Here's the thing, is... The market is going to handle this problem.
There's better mechanism.
Too many people making milk, and milk runs the price down too low that these people can't make enough money, some of them will go out of business.
That's right.
And then
the price will come
up. The price will come up again.
Exactly.
the supply will be limited. The demand will continue the same. Or if demand just drops off, then a gallon of milk will go to $15.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody somewhere
is paying it.
We'll pay that.
That's right. Because they love their milk.
You know, they're currently paying $100 an ounce for beluga caviar.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't even know what that is, which shows how little the demand is for that sort of thing.
It's sturgeon eggs.
Right.
Which is sturgeon's
fish
a big fish. Yeah.
Right. So you're absolutely right. What you're saying is the free market.
The government's telling me this is what you've got to pay for a gallon of milk.
And how the hell does the government know that? Who are these people?
I don't know what it has to do with establishing justice, ensuring domestic tranquility, or providing for the common defense. That's what I want to know.
I don't think that our government knows a damn about the free market. I don't think they understand, despite all the lip service some of them might pay to it, they know nothing.
Bush signed this crap twice.
Yeah.
Wait,
I believe it.
I thought he was a small government Republican.
No, he signed a huge farm subsidy bill back in the first term that he had. Huge.
This is part of it here, 2002 or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was, like $170 billion in farm subsidies or something crazy like that. Look, if you can't cut it...
He ought to be ashamed.
He should be, but he's not.
He ought to be hanging at his head in shame. I'm sorry, everybody out there that believes in capitalism and believes in the free market and believes that America is a republic... where people have rights. I'm sorry for what I've done for you. I just can't help it. The power makes me crazy.
He's crazy, all right. I'll go with you on that one. 800-259.
They put these things in front of me and give me a pen, and they say, sign, Georgie, sign, and I can't help myself. I'm signed, crazy fool.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 if you have a comment. So, yeah, it's the government interfering with the free market price-setting mechanism, which, as you described, is simple supply and demand. That's what it is. The free market comes up with the exact best price, give or take a little bit, for any given product, whether it be a gallon of milk or whether it be the next house that you buy. It doesn't matter the scale. It doesn't matter the price of the product.
Yep.
What matters is that you have a free market to allow that price to be set and to allow those businesses that can't provide those products at an adequate price with an adequate level of service to go out of business. And, of course, then, you know, this is a level of corporate welfare. And not only does it exist in the farm arena, it also exists with airlines. Didn't Chrysler get a bailout in the 1980s or the late 70s or something like that? I mean, all sorts of companies, when they start feeling the pinch, they go crying to Big Daddy government.
Don't forget,
no, people aren't coming through our doors. Please.
Kmart got a bailout in the 90s, late 90s.
Yeah, I'm not for that at all. What it is, and people don't realize this, when government bails out a company and saves it from bankruptcy or keeps it afloat,
right.
as they put it,
they're taking your money and giving it to an unviable
product. That's exactly
product.
Right. You decided.
Here you are keeping the railroads going, you know, keeping steam engines on railroads.
1-800-259, because Congress knows better than you. That's why. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of this show. It's your show, and it's a Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
The final segment of the Saturday Night Show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you. We still will slip your call in here. This is a show about you, whatever's on your mind, whether it be politics or something from your personal life. Maybe you've got a relationship issue that you want to get out on the airwaves. You want to get somebody outside opinion, unbiased opinion. You know, we don't know you and your girlfriend, so, or your fiance, or your significant other, or your mother or father. So go ahead, air it out. Get your dirty laundry out on Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, or you can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your email live on the air. And I got actually something in the inbox here from the Libertarian Party, and we were talking. Actually, we haven't even talked about this issue at all, but we were talking about government-approved monopolies, and this sort of applies. I guess the baseball industry or the sporting industries, they kind of get governmental preference, you know, where they go in and beg the government for, well, a subsidy. We're talking about corporate welfare right before the break.
It's not federal government. This is,
well, this is local government.
In this case, it's usually local government.
But the process is the same. And actually, what we were describing before we went to break was the process of corporate welfare.
This would be another one of those government programs that I like.
You talking about when they tax everybody to build a stadium?
Mm-hmm. I like those.
You son of a bitch.
I love it.
What, you're a big sports fan? I didn't realize that.
I just like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's horrible.
You know?
Now, you don't even live you don't live in that exact city. We live in Tampa Bay, but
right. Well,
so
the
you're
Tampa
not
Bay Buccaneers
taxes.
Are for Tampa Bay.
You're not paying those taxes, though.
I guess I'm probably not.
No, you're not.
The city of
the
Tampa.
Citizens of the citizens of that borough or whatever are paying those taxes.
Well, those are the ones that get all the money from, those businesses are the ones that get all the money for people going up to that particular stadium.
What makes corporate welfare so bad and so egregious is that these businesses have not earned your money. Like, let's just take an example and let's use Chrysler. Let's say Chrysler is just making some lousy cars, providing lousy customer service, and generally was turning people away, and they just weren't even coming through the front door anymore to buy cars. Now, I don't know all the details as to what happened in the 80s because I was just a kid, but nonetheless, you are voluntarily choosing to go to other car dealers. And Chrysler, feeling the pinch. What do? No, they don't lower their prices. They don't increase their service.
Lee Iacocca goes to Ronald Reagan.
Goes crying to the government, we're hurting. We need a subsidy. Keep us afloat. And, of course, the government makes it sound all, rosy, like, hey, if your business fails, the government will bail you out. and so what they do is if you grease the right palms at the right times, they take your tax dollars.
Mine.
Of course, which they're taking involuntarily. They're pointing weapons at you to get them to get you to give up your money. They take that money, and then they give it to Chrysler. Chrysler didn't earn that money, or Burger King, or the milk cartel, or whoever it is. They didn't earn that money. They begged for it, and they were awarded it. You did not choose to spend your money with that company, and they were kept alive by theft. The government stole your money and gave it to these people. And that's why corporate welfare is so horrible. It keeps bad companies bad. And unfortunately, we are out of time for tonight, but we're on 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Our Saturday show, of course, 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we want you to join us on Monday at 7 o'clock. And you can log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com and join the conversation on our bulletin board system. We got over 200 users talking about all kinds of fun stuff. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Manwich.
And we will see you Monday at 7.
Here's a message.